Hi and welcome to Recap Revision. This episode is going to be about particle model of matter. In a solid, atoms or molecules are packed close together in a regular structure. They cannot move from their fixed positions, but can vibrate. The atoms are held together by strong forces, so it is difficult to change the shape of a solid. The atoms or molecules in a liquid are close together. Forces keep the atoms in contact, but the atoms are free to move. A liquid can flow and change shape to fit into any container. Because the atoms are close together, it is difficult to compress a liquid. In a gas, the atoms or molecules are separated by relatively large distances. The forces between the atoms are small. The atoms are in a constant state of random motion. A gas can expand to fill any volume, and a gas is easy to compress. The density of a material can be explained by the particle model of matter. Gases have low densities because atoms and molecules are far apart in the gaseous state. Metals such as gold are very dense because the atoms are packed close together and each atom has a high mass. The density of a material is defined using the equation density equals mass divided by volume. You will need to know about required practical 5. You should be able to describe how to take appropriate measurements and then calculate the densities of liquids and solids. If you want to calculate the density of a liquid, first take an empty measuring cylinder and find its mass on a balance. Then add a volume of the specific liquid you want to measure the density of into the measuring cylinder and record the volume. Now, find the mass of the measuring cylinder with the liquid in it, and find the difference between the two mass values. Now you have both values, you can substitute them into the density equation. If you want to work out the density of a regular solid, you could find the volume, for instance of a cuboid, by doing length times width times height. You could find the mass again, on a balance. You can also find the mass of an irregular solid, on a balance. However, to find the volume, it would be best to use something like a Eureka can, which has a spout, with the overflowing water falling out of it. Fill the Eureka can as far as it can go, and then drop the irregular solid into it. Make sure to collect the overflowing liquid in the measuring cylinder. This will be the volume of the irregular solid. Then you have the two values that can be substituted into the density equation. Energy is stored inside a system by the particles that make up the system. These can be atoms or molecules. This is called internal energy, and it is the sum of the kinetic and potential energies of the particles that make up the system. Heating increases the energy stored within a system by increasing the internal energy of the particles in the system. Heating can increase the temperature of the system. When the atoms of the system move faster, then the kinetic energy of the atoms rise. And also heating can cause a change of state. For example, when a liquid evaporates to become a gas, atoms increase their separation when the substance changes state, and this causes the atoms to increase their potential energy. The internal energy of the substance increases. Internal energy increases for melting, when a solid turns to a liquid, and boiling or evaporation, a liquid turning to a gas. Internal energy decreases for freezing, a liquid turning to a solid, and condensation, a gas turning to a liquid. Changes of state are physical changes. It does not produce a new substance, and it is a reversible process. If the temperature of a system increases, the increase in temperature depends on the mass of the substance heated, the type of material, and the energy supplied to the system. So the following equation applies. Change in thermal energy equals mass times specific heat capacity times change in temperature. The specific heat capacity of a substance is the amount of energy required to raise the temperature of 1 kilogram of the substance by 1 degree Celsius. Remember, the unit of specific heat capacity is joules per kilogram per degree Celsius. When a pan of water is put onto a cooker, it heats up and will reach its boiling point at 100 degrees Celsius. If the pan is left on longer, it will continue to boil, but there is no further increase in the water's temperature. The energy is now being used to change the state of the water, and it increases the internal energy of the steam. As molecules of water are separated, their potential energy increases. The internal energy of 1 kilogram of steam at 100 degrees Celsius is greater than the internal energy of water at 100 degrees Celsius. The specific latent heat is the energy required to change the state of 1 kilogram of a substance without a change of temperature. The equation is energy for a change of state equals mass times specific latent heat. When a substance changes from a solid to a liquid, the energy supplied increases the internal energy of the substance but does not increase the temperature. There are three states of matter, so each substance has two specific latent heats. The specific latent heat of fusion is the energy required to turn 1 kilogram of a solid into 1 kilogram of a liquid at the same temperature. The specific latent heat of vaporization is the energy required to turn 1 kilogram of a liquid into 1 kilogram of a vapor at the same temperature. When a substance melts, energy is supplied to increase the internal energy of the atoms or molecules. When a substance freezes, the internal energy of the atoms reduces and energy is released to the surroundings. When a substance evaporates, energy is supplied to increase the internal energy of the atoms and molecules, and when a substance condenses, the internal energy of the atoms reduces and energy is released to the surroundings. Sublimation is a phase change of a substance, directly from a solid to a vapor, without passing through a liquid phase. On a cooling or heating graph, you can see that a sloping upwards line indicates a rise in temperature throughout the time in minutes, showing that energy is being transferred to the atoms or molecules. A downward sloping line suggests temperature is decreasing and that energy is being transferred to the surroundings. If you see a straight line, that indicates the temperature is remaining constant and there is a change of state occurring and potential energy is increasing in the internal energy rather than the kinetic energy. You will need to be able to read graphs to see this kind of information. Particles in a gas are in a constant state of random motion. They collide with each other and the walls of their container without losing any kinetic energy. The temperature of the gas is related to the average kinetic energy of the particles. As the average kinetic energy of the molecules increases, the temperature of the gas does too. When the particles of the gas hit the wall of their container, the particles exert a force, often at right angles to the wall. Inside a container of gas with a fixed volume and the temperature increased, the molecules will move at a greater speed, so they hit the walls of the container harder and more often. The force exerted on the walls increases, and so does the pressure. However, at a constant temperature, but with the volume increased, the molecules continue to move with the same average kinetic energy, and therefore speed, but the particles hit the walls less frequently, as there is more volume to move around in, so the force exerted on the wall, and therefore the pressure, decreases. There is an example of apparatus that can be used to change the pressure and volume of a fixed mass of air at a constant temperature. You could use oil in a tube and have trapped air at the top, have a scale alongside, and a pressure gauge and a pump. By increasing the pressure on the oil using a pump, the column of trapped air is compressed. For a fixed mass of gas held at a constant temperature, the equation can be used: pressure times volume equals constant. There is an inverse proportion between the volume and the pressure of gas. You can either say it as this or as pressure is proportional to 1 over volume. For example, halving the volume of the gas doubles the pressure. or increasing the volume of the gas by a factor of 3, reduces the pressure to a third of its original value. When you pump up your bicycle tyres, you will find that the pump gets hot. This can be explained in two ways. The moving piston collides with air molecules, and the molecules bounce off the piston at a greater speed. The average kinetic energy of the molecules increases, so the temperature of the gas increases. We can also explain the temperature rise using the idea of work. Work is the transfer of energy by a force, so when you push the pump, you do work. The work increases the internal energy of the gas, and the temperature of the gas rises. Work done equals force times distance. Thank you for listening to this recap revision podcast on the particle model of matter.